Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. Talk to you a little bit about some of the top red flags for fearful avoidance, specifically in the dating stage of relationships. So you can think of these things as things that tend to sort of repel the fearful avoidant, things they don't like, things that a lot of the time, if there are discussions around, may not always be quite as they seem on the surface level, but these tend to be the things that, like, at the drop of a hat, when fearful avoidants see this, they tend to get repelled and want to run away or sort of move in the opposite direction. So the first one is if there's a lack of passion or excitement. Fearful avoidants tend to be very big, sort of like novelty seekers. They want exploration. They want to do new things, go on an adventure, discover things about a person. They tend to take dating in sort of like an exciting way. And if they're dating somebody and there's just this sort of flatness and this lack of interest and passion about life or to have things that they're passionate about, oftentimes fearful avoidants will sort of want to move away from this dynamic and it won't engage that big need that they have. Number two, this is the really big one, they're not in any particular order, is if somebody seems untrustworthy. And it doesn't just mean in like dating. It doesn't just mean like in a faithfulness or loyalty perspective. It means if somebody's lying, if somebody is not making sense, their stories don't add up, there seems to be a lot of incongruencies, if they're not somebody who is considering another person very often, they're sort of inconsiderate, or if they have a history of like cheating or betraying people or a wandering eye, like all of these different things in the untrustworthy department will often make a fearful avoidant feel really shut down and really put up a wall to protect themselves because it's a big wound that they have around betrayal or distrust. Number three is if somebody is arrogant. Fearful avoidants tend to really not like arrogance in relationships. I think at a deep subconscious level, the vast majority of fearful avoidants I've ever spoken with see it as a threat to connection. And fearful avoidants tend to really value, you know, depth of connection and want to feel like they can, you know, connect to somebody as an equal. And so if somebody has themselves on this big pedestal and they really act in an arrogant manner, it often is something that makes the fearful avoidant want to just pull away, not really give their time to, and can be something that really, again, pushes them in the opposite direction. Number four, going sort of hand in hand with what we just talked about, is if somebody acts in a really surface manner. And it goes back to the fact that fearful avoidants generally have this big need to really connect in like a truthful, authentic way with other people. And so if somebody's really surface and really superficial, or they don't have a lot of depth to them, they don't want to have deep conversations. Sometimes fearful avoidance on one level will be drawn to like the mystery of somebody, but the vast majority of the time, that's a very short lasting thing. And if that lack of depth and that superficiality and that sort of shield stays up, fearful avoidance eventually want to sort of push that away as well, because they tend to really want to invest in relationships based on their ability to achieve the depth of connection with somebody. Our next one is if somebody has very high expectations of them. And this is something that really tends to repel fearful avoidance because of the fact that fearful avoidants have such high expectations of themselves all the time. It's like their shadow. And they tend to put a lot of pressure on themselves in relationships to show up a certain way, to always have the best date, always have the best time. There's sort of this like background pressure. And so if the fearful avoidant is dating somebody who then puts extra pressure, it's almost like the straw that broke the camel's back. And they'll feel afraid of like being taken advantage of or pressured, or, you know, they'll often get triggered or feel angry about somebody else's expectations because that's often their response to when their shadow is triggered. And it can be something, again, that makes the fearful avoidant want to just like push away, shut down, run in the opposite direction, sort of at a million miles an hour. And if you are a fearful avoidant and you want to work through some of these things too, like how many expectations you put on yourself, just the depth of like frustration that can be caused by people doing other things to you that you often do to yourself, like betray your own boundaries, not prioritize your own needs, sort of abandon yourself when you're people pleasing, all these different things can be really worked through and made super conscious through our shadow work course. It's a very in-depth course. It's got like a reprogramming, reconditioning component as well as shadow work in it. It's super powerful. And you can check it out for free for seven days using the link in the description box below, which actually gives you access, before I tell you about number six here, to everything. It gives you access to all of our courses, all of our webinars, every live webinar I do with our students each week. So I do four of them each week. You can join me on there, ask me questions. And there's lots of cool stuff to explore. We've got community social events where you can bond with like-minded people in our community, all that cool stuff. So anyways, that brings me to last but not least, is if somebody in a relationship that they're dating has a huge lack of transparency. So if somebody's not open, and they're sort of like hiding things there, it sort of goes hand in hand with not trusting, but it can be that the way they communicate isn't transparent. Like they're not open in their communication, very short, very one word answer, you know, very closed off, very closed down, and just not really up to date on like sharing, connecting, opening up about their day. Like if everything for the fearful avoidant feels like they're pulling teeth, usually it will trigger a bit of their trust wound, but also they'll feel frustrated and exhausted if there's not this like two-way street of sharing, connecting, and communicating. So these are all important things to pay attention to if you're dating a fearful avoidant, or if you are a fearful avoidant, really powerful to know that these might be some of your standards in relationships or even non-negotiables. So that you can have that idea of like, hold on a second here. I'm okay with these things. I'm not okay with these things. And if you see them and you've sort of tuned into yourself and you're like, these things are really not cool for me, then when you do see them, you can know ahead of time and not get stuck in scenarios where you end up maybe wasting your own time by not defining ahead of time what is okay for you in dating and what you really don't like. So I hope this makes sense. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe to this channel if you haven't already and you hang out here sometimes. I would really appreciate it. And I will see you in the next video. Mm-hmm.